For the millions of victimized youth and the people trying to help them, and for those working to protect children from violence and aggression. Introduction. Charlotte was a free spirit who jumped, skipped, and ran to the beat of her own drum. She was boldness, she was mischief, and she was love. Her crazy antics made us laugh daily. Her insight and curiosity amazed us. We miss her singing loudly with the car radio, hearing her feet always at a run, never at a walk, down the hallway in our home. She was, and continues to be, our brightest star in the sky. Parents of 6-year-old Charlotte Helen Bacon, a first grader who was murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Young Charlotte was one of 26 children and adults killed at Sandy Hook Elementary in December 2012, and her parents are among many forced to wrestle with their anguish after living through the nightmare. While our nation struggles to understand the heinous acts of Adam Lanza in Newtown and numerous young mass shooters since, many parents are asking, what is going on and what can be done about it? How can we protect our children? Some parents worry that a troubled youth they know could harm people, and others have to accept that their child did the unthinkable. Perhaps wanting to warn the public, Adam's father, Peter Lanza, said, I want people to be afraid of the fact that this could happen to them. Are events like Newtown usually preceded by warning signs that could have been acted upon to prevent tragedy? What factors lead young people to commit senseless acts of violence, and are there warning signs for those? Research points to many underlying risk factors, and yes, there are often warning signs before young people harm themselves or others. You'll learn about these warning signs as you read this book. When a young person commits an atrocity, many of us want to think that he or she had a mental illness, and there was nothing anyone could have done to predict the event, because it makes disturbing scenarios more palatable. This would indicate that there's not much we can do. But fortunately, that's usually not the case. This book discusses warning signs relating to mental and emotional health, including those shown by Adam Lanza. But you'll learn about other more significant risk factors for aggressive and violent behaviors, which, when recognized, can prompt productive, early intervention. While we frequently hear news of events that we fear most, such as children being shot in schools or abducted, relatively few children will be victims of these. However, most American kids and young, or emerging adults ages 18 to 24, are victims or perpetrators of other forms of aggression and violence, with far-reaching consequences. Aggression is attempting to inflict or inflicting physical or psychological harm to someone by physical, verbal, or situational means, or dominating someone by using power. Examples are taunting, manipulating, threatening, stealing, cheating, humiliating, excluding, and inducing fear. Many of these behaviors are part of bullying and relational aggression, which affect up to 30% of our children. We'll show you how to help your children survive and even thrive in the midst of it. Most severe forms of physical aggression, such as physical assault with or without a weapon, threats with a weapon, vandalism, rape, murder, and child and animal abuse, are considered violence. Cutting and suicide are forms of violence against oneself. Compared to any other age group, adolescents are the most frequent victims of violence. How many youth are victimized? Here are some statistics for you. According to a 2013 study in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Pediatrics, more than 40% of kids up to age 17 were physically assaulted at least once in the prior year. During that same period, almost 60% were exposed to violence, crime, or abuse as victims or witnesses, and about 25% were victimized by robbery, theft, or vandalism. In 2013, almost 600,000 young people up to age 24 were treated for physical assault injuries, and more than 200,000 of these people were younger than 18.